السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنه من يتقي ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدوم وإن قل، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, the holy month of Ramadan is over, and we can see and feel the difference. The masajid are empty again since yesterday. We have to remember that Rabbul Rahman is the Rabbul Shawwal too. Same Lord, same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom we were worshipping, obeying, sacrificing for, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this holy month of Ramadan. Now what happened? Why we are not in the same? So we missed the point, we missed the call. The whole purpose of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us to rectify ourselves, to correct our direction, to adopt the taqwa in piety, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Now each and everyone has to analyze himself or herself, how much taqwa, righteousness, God-fearing he has adopted, inculcated within himself by practicing fasting in this holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan, ulama explain, is like a person is getting entry into the college and university for some certain course, right? And the course is for 30 days. And after completing the course, now he graduated, right, from that institution. So we were in the course of acquiring taqwa, piety, righteousness, God-fearing, and we completed the course somehow. And there are different grades of the every student on different level. The more he sacrifices, the more he makes an effort, the more he shows his smartnessness, he gained the grades. Some of them get 100%, some of them 90, some of them 50, according to the level of understanding and their effort and sacrifices and study, right? But each and everyone has passed and completed that course. Now, in normally, when a person is, you know, doing some diploma or degree courses in any college, university, what is his goal? What is his object? That when I'm gonna get my diploma and degree, then I'm gonna continue and establish that kind of business in the rest of the life, right? A medical student who is intent to become a doctor, right? When he completed his course for 5 years, 6 years, whatever period of time, after getting diploma and degree, graduation, right? He's not sitting at home. Is that doctor sitting at home? No, very next day he's applying for job, hospitals, medical institution. He wants some job because now he got qualification, he got degree, his approval, license to practice. So rest of the life, he's not going to sit at home. He's going to go to in the field and he's going to start practicing, treating the patients. That was his object of learning and getting graduation, right? Engineer, same thing. Scientist, same thing. Any subject, art, you name it. No one is after graduation getting degree and diploma sitting at home doing nothing. No. They start working after getting graduation. Likewise, the whole month of Ramadan, we were trying to accumulate and we were trying to get the, you know, the practice of taqwa. And in the holy month of Ramadan, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were able to abstain from halal things, which was permissible, halal food, halal drink available in front of our eyes. We were not touching. Why? Because we were practicing self-restraint, self-discipline, controlling our mind, controlling our thoughts. That was the process, that was the exercise, whole month of Ramadan. Now, what was that purpose? So we have that kind of inner power, energy, some kind of inner strength will help us out of Ramadan throughout the year. Ulama said, a person who spends the Ramadan correctly with all the rules and regulations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him tawfiq and ability to continue in the rest of the 11 months. Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayh has given the example, very great scholar of Islam. He said the holy month of Ramadan is like Hazrat Yusuf al-Islam and his 11 brothers. You know the story, right? So 11 brothers were not good. They were wicked, they were evil. They had enmity. They did not like Yusuf al-Islam. And they thrown him into the well, and then he reached to the Egypt, and then he was sold. And the governor of Egypt, you know, purchased him, kept him in his palace, and then alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated his status and he became the governor of Egypt. Same child who was thrown into the well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated. And these 11 brothers were coming, begging to him. Right? So because of one Yusuf al-Islam, all 11 brothers were forgiven. They were pardoned. Whatever mischievousness, whatever wrong they did with Yusuf al-Islam, because of generosity of Yusuf al-Islam, you know, they were forgiven. So likewise, if you take care of 1 month of Ramadan, all 11 months of the year will be taken care of because of Ramadan. That's what the main object of the Ramadan. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي, a person, verily that person who adopts the taqwa, and that was the whole goal of adopting taqwa by fasting during the month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, as Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. So, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي, a person who adopts the taqwa, piety, righteousness, God-fearing, awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His ahkam, وَيَسْبِرْ, and is the process of taqwa, acquiring taqwa, is not easy task. We have to sacrifice a lot. We have to do against our will, against our desire, and to go against of the way is very hard. We need inner power. We need some strength, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us during the month of Ramadan. So, and in that process, we have to make lots of sabr and patience. Because it's kind of struggle against our nafs, against our carnal desire. So that requires sabr and patience. There are a lot of things happen during the Ramadan and during the day and night, and we have to make just sabr, because we have to keep on reminding ourselves, oh, you are fasting, oh, you are fasting, shouldn't do it, stop. And we have to make sabr on it. Right? So, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَسْبِرْ, a person who is adopting taqwa and having patience in the process of adopting taqwa, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, does not waste, let it go, the thawab and reward of the muhsineen, those who do the right things, those who do the favors upon others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it. Another scholar, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi, he said, "Laysa taqwa bi siyam al-nahari wala bi qiyam al-layl. Walakin at-taqwa tarku ma harrama Allah wa ada'u ma aftarada Allah." What a beautiful explanation. He said, taqwa is not merely keeping fast during the day and standing at night in ibadah, If a person is fasting during the day, for example, staying hungry, that's why in one of the hadiths Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, rubba sa'imin laysa lahu jazaun illa al-ju' wa rubba qa'imin laysa lahu jazaun illa al-sahar. Right? Hukama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That there are some people who are fasting, but they are not gaining anything out of fasting except the hunger. And there are some people staying whole night, sacrificing, making great effort in ibadah, but they're not gaining any reward, sawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other than staying tiredness. Because if you awake whole night, it's against of your habit, against of your nature. Allah ta'ala has created night to sleep and take a rest. Now you're doing against of it. You're not taking rest. You're supposed to take rest at night. You're not doing it. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. The main purpose of night is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, you must take a rest. We're not doing in Ramadan. You're standing awake, which is against of your nature. And that's why you're feeling tiredness. Anything you do against of your nature, you're going to feel tiredness. Right? Why are you making yourself in this trouble and difficulties? So you gain something. And here Rasulullah is saying, you're not getting anything. Why? We have to ask the question, why? The reason is, a person who's fasting, abstaining from food and water and drinking, but he's not fulfilling the rites of fasting. He's missing the points. He's supposed to control his tongue, he's not controlling. He's supposed to control his eyes, he's not controlling. He's supposed to control his anger, he's not controlling. So, if a person has bag, and the bag has hole, and is filling the bag with the milk, is milk going to remain in that bag? No. One side is filling the bag, other side that hole, through the hole that milk is pouring out. We have to fix the hole first. Air condition. Brothers, I keep on making announcement. When AC is on, please shut the windows. If you keep the window open, the AC is not going to be useful. Simple as that. So we have to shut the windows of eyes, windows of ear, windows of tongue, mouth. Shut your mouth. Then you'll get the thawab of fasting. Right? If you open all the windows, all the avenues are open, and you're committing all the sins, so what you're going to get at the end of the day, other than hunger and thirst? You miss the point. So here, Hazrat Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullahi said that laysa taqwa, piety is not that, bi siyamin nahari, just merely staying hungry, keeping fast during the day, and not observing and not controlling yourself from committing kabair and major sins. Wala bi qiyamil layl, same thing applying at night, staying whole night, but not taking care of other things, then you're not getting anything else. What is the thing is? Wala kinit taqwa, but in the true sense, in reality, taqwa is tarku ma haramullah, abstaining from all the haram things. Abstaining from all the unlawful things. And wa ada'u maftaradallah, negative and positive. Wa ada'u maftaradallah, and fulfilling all the farais, obligatory ibadat. If you do these two things, then in a true sense, a person has adopted taqwa. In reality, to get the true sense of taqwa, true power of taqwa, is we have to do two things, one positive, one negative. Negative thing, tarku ma haramallah, whatever is forbidden, don't do it, even after Ramadan, because same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, His Sharia is still there. We have to apply and obey the commands of Allah after Ramadan as well. Wa ada'u maftaradallah, and we have to fulfill all the farais which is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made obligatory upon us. So out of Ramadan, in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we were coming to the masjid maybe 3 or 4 times, Fajr, Maghrib, Isha mainly, right? What happened yesterday? I see less than 10 people for a whole day, Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. What happened? Where people went? Is for no more Farad? Masjid is no more Farad to come to the Masjid? The praying with congregation, it was only for Ramadan? Why Masjid is empty again? Very next day, very same day when we are celebrating, enjoying the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Masjid are empty, Masjid are crying again. Because Shaitan is free. So we're going to hug the Shaitan again. We already hugged him. We welcomed him already. He is successful. You know, the whole month we were struggling, trying to get away from Shaitan and controlling of our nafs and desire. And to some extent we were successful. All of a sudden we lost everything in one shot, in one day. What's the point? How are you going to survive all 11 years? I mean all 11 months. We're going to look for another Ramadan to rectify ourselves again, to come back on the track again. We're going to wait that long, 11 months. Then what all the sacrifice we done during the month of Ramadan? That was the track Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us on that. And after Ramadan, we should have continued on that. That was the whole goal, brothers. And we miss it. May Allah forgive all of us. So we have to do throughout the year, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us, we have to abstain from there. And whatever faraiz Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, we have to continue that. Somehow, alhamdulillah, during the month of Ramadan, we were reciting the Holy Quran, we were opening the book of Allah, right? And we have completed one time, two times, whatever tawfiq Allah has given us. After Ramadan, we should not close it. Continue 10 minutes, 15 minutes every day. Open the Quran, make the recitation. During the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we were making some askar. Third kalma, istighfar, durud sharif, whatever. Allah was given tawfiq before tahajjud, after tahajjud, before breaking fast, before iftar. We were doing some askar. So after Ramadan, continue it. Don't stop it. It's beneficial. It's a tremendous reward. During the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we were making some du'as at the tahajjud time. We were making du'a before iftar. That was our, became habit every single day. We were raising hands and we were asking, what do you think after Ramadan, we don't need mercy of Allah? We don't need to raise our hands? All 11 months, we are just going to be like that, unmindful, neglectful? No, my brothers, we still need du'a. We still need mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We still need so many things. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This dua for daily. We have to make this dua every day. So before sunset, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, during the month of Ramadan, Allah will accept your dua before iftar, before sunset. Same Allah is there and is still promising, if you raise your hand before sunset every day, throughout the year, Allah will respond. If you get up for Fajr, Tahajjud and still raise your hands, Allah will still respond. Allah's angel is going to respond. All this announcement is going to go Tahajjud time every single night. Allah's promise is there, but now we became neglectful. It is our fault. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ أو كما قال sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best amal loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not lengthy amal. That one night you spend whole night and next month you sleep whole month. Allah doesn't like it. Allah said, make your amal continuously, constantly. This is the loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa in qalla, even is little bit. In Ramadan you may praying 12 rakat of tahajjud, good. Because of the blessing of Ramadan. Now, pray at least 2 rakat of tahajjud. Wa in qalla. But continue throughout the year. In Ramadan, you are reading whole chapter of Quran every day. Alhamdulillah. Was a blessing of Ramadan. Now, at least read 10 minutes Ramadan. 1 page, 2 page, 3 pages. But read every single day, constantly, continually. You're making 3 tasbihat or 6 tasbihat in Ramadan of zikr. Okay, good enough. After Ramadan, at least continue 1 tasbih. Something you must do, but do on constant basis. This is what the loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to continue. Whatever we have achieved during the month of Ramadan, we can continue throughout the year. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.